The series called Forecast is an attempt to provide something radio has long needed, a useful, practical, trying-out place for new radio ideas. Each broadcast in the Forecast series is a sample, a trial performance, a radio first night. Each is intended to give you, the listener, an illustration of a proposed new radio series. If you like these shows, it is possible that at some future time, any or all of them may reach the air regularly. 9 of these sample programs have already been broadcast. Tonight, Forecast presents 2 more first night shows for your approval, each marked for future reference. Forecast number 10 from New York, Back Where I Come From, with Clifton Fadiman.
Forecast number 11 from New York and Hollywood, double feature with Edna Best, Richard Worf, and Roy Atwell in New York, Charles Lawton, and Elsa Lanchester in Hollywood. From New York, then,
Back Where I Come From.
Boys and girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Boys and girls, won't you come out tonight? Dance by the light of the moon. Oh, I dance with a gal with a hole in a stocking and a heel kept a rocking and a toe kept a knocking. Oh, I dance with a gal with a hole in a stocking and a dance with a light of the moon.
Tonight, Forecast presents the first in a projected series of programs called Back Where I Come From, a program of American notions about topics on which everybody has an opinion. As your host, we introduce the well-known literary critic of the New Yorker magazine, Mr. Clifton Fadiman.
The first thing I want to say is that back here where I come from, they call me Kip. My folks got that other first name of mine out of the phone book. Now, the real reason I'm on this program is because I like talking things over, and I like American stuff. I like swapping stories, songs, and ideas with the other fellow. I like finding out what things are like back where the other fellow comes from. Now, on this program, I'm going to be host and maybe peacemaker to a group of people from all over the country. We're going to sing and talk about love, life, politics, horses, heroes, and outlaws in these United States. And tonight, we're going to have a confab about a common national problem. I might say ailment, the weather, of which this country has considerable. We're going to think of all the old chestnuts we know about the weather, going to trade weather lies, sing weather songs, and even preach a sermon about the weather.
Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more, but it ain't gonna rain no more. High in the world can the old folks tell, but it ain't gonna rain no more.
Back where I come from, we always say evening red and morning gray are sure signs of a fine day.
Back where I come from, we always say...
Yep, when you see your cat washed behind its ears, it's a sure sign of rain.
I always say...
Back where I come from, we always say a white Christmas means a lean gray.
Back where I come from, we always say...
When pigs go bald with sticks in their mouths, there'll be a norther in Texas.
Back where I come from, we always say it ain't the heat, it's the humidity.
Oh, it ain't gonna rain and it ain't gonna snow, but it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. I and the work and the old folks tell, but it ain't gonna rain no more.
That's the way it is, folks. Men and women have lived and worked and foretold the weather in the darndest ways. By curls getting tight, by corns aching and crows croaking, by horses' tails and fishes' scales, by snakes, by fountain pens, by rainbows, onions, cats and cows. Down south, where the Golden Gate Quartet comes from, here's the way they foretell the weather.
When you have that blue-goose howling, a sign of rain, oh, big sign of rain. When you have that deep a-crying, it's going to turn cold, oh, big, going to turn cold, it's going to turn cold.
Back where I come from in New York City, most of our weather is indoors or underground or manufactured. But upstate, I guess we have just about as much natural raw weather as any place in the country. Take the weather on the Erie Canal that used to carry the freight between Albany and Buffalo. The canal was only 4 foot deep. But as far back as 1820, we have a report that the storms blew so hard they'd nearly sink the canal barges. Now, I won't swear the story's true, but I'll let you judge for yourself, as some of the boys from upstate tell you the yarn of the Erie Canal.
We were 40 miles from Albany, forget it, I never shall. What a terrible storm we had one night on the Erie Canal.
Over here I was rising, and the gin was getting low. And I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo, till we get to Buffalo. Our captain, he came up on deck with a spyglass in his hand. But the fog, it was so tarnal thick, he couldn't spy the land. He said to us with a faltering voice while the tears began to fall,
prepare to meet your death this night on the raging canal.
Old Erie was arising, and the gin was getting low. And I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo, till we get to Buffalo. Our cook, she was a kind old soul, she had a ragged dress. We heisted her upon a pole as a signal of distress. The captain, he got married, and the cook, she went to jail.
And I'm the only son of a gun that's left to tell the tale.
Oh, here I was a-rising, and the gin was getting low. And I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo, till we get to Buffalo.
You know, Kip, that was quite a storm. George, that's quite a storm.
Sure was, Woody. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Woody Guthrie of Oklahoma, Texas, and Points West. Woody figures he's sung ballads in every honky-tonk between Oklahoma City and Los Angeles. Hope you don't feel too uncomfortable here in New York, Woody.
Well, I'll tell you, Kip, I was coming down to the broadcast and changed trains three times on the subway. So crowded that every time I changed trains, I, George, come out with a different pair of shoes on. You know, all this weather business kindly reminds me of Texas.
How's that, Woody?
Well, last winter, the Sandy Fee train blowed the whistle down there, and the steam froze right there in the air. And next summer, it thawed out, scared half the cattle out of the panhandle.
Young man, seems to me you're suffering from a stunted imagination. Now, you take me.
I wouldn't take you to a country dance. Who are you, anyway? I sort of got a short memory.
Short memory, huh? You'll remember that. I'm just a natural-born expert, that's what I am. And as an experienced amateur and professional weather prophet, I'd like to comment on Mr. Short Memory's story there, if I may.
Have at it, boy. Nothing out of my pocket.
Just a minute here. Perhaps I'd better introduce
you. Of course, Mr. Guthrie, you realize you're a relatively young man, and although you've undoubtedly seen a lot of American weather in your ramblings to and fro...
On the bone, as the feller says.
Yeah, precisely. Just what I was saying, a bone, yeah. Well, I've seen some weather that might be called...
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce Mr...
It might be called various. I've seen storms so black...
This is our good friend...
Well, it just got blacker and blacker.
This is our friend, Len Doyle, general expert and technical advisor on any and all subjects.
Yeah, thanks.
There's very little the expert doesn't know, and there's nothing he won't talk about.
Thanks again, young fellow.
You know, that's quite a costume you've got on, Len.
Yeah, took seven deer to make that thing, including the fringe. I shot them myself. You know, Kip, this stuff you boys have been discussing is interesting, but it appears to a mature man as rather tame. Yeah, a little bit dandified, if I might quote Shakespeare. Yeah. Now, I can remember some of the curious weather we had out in the Middle West. There were some years with two winters. Yeah, some with the four seasons that come and go all in one month.
Sounds reasonable to me, Len. Not at all exaggerated, not at all.
Well, thanks, Kip. Thanks. I'm glad you understand me. You know, lots of people, when they hear my stories, feel they're a little bit exaggerated.
No.
Yeah, it's one of the problems a traveler has who refuses to take note. Now you take the real facts on the petrified forest of Arizona.
That's right, Len. Give us the facts.
I remember giving a lecture up in Boston, and I said, way out yonder in Arizona, where it ain't rained since Noah, and it's so dry you have to prime yourself to spit. Yes. It's so dry the grass widows can't take root. Not bad. There's a wonderful forest where the trees is growing just the same as they did centuries and centuries ago. But all putrefied, ladies and gentlemen, all putrefied. And the branches of them there trees is growing full of twigs and leaves and bird nests just the same as they did centuries and centuries ago. And flying around them their branches and through the putrefied air is a number of pine hens, sandhill ravens, and yellow-headed blackbirds, all a-singing their beautiful songs,
just as they did centuries and centuries ago. Yeah, but it's all putrefied, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I know.
All putrefied. Now, when I give a lecture on Arizona up to Boston last week and told this interesting scientific fact, some unbelieving miscreant sings out, "What about the law of gravitation?" And I sings out right back at him. Seems to me that anybody with a sense of a coyote would know that away out there in Arizona, this here new law of gravitation ain't worked for centuries and centuries. And it's like everything else out there. All putrefied, ladies and gentlemen. All putrefied.
Nice little job of putrefaction there, I'd say.
Yeah.
And the best part of it is, you know, the whole thing's so perfectly believable.
Yeah.
That's the way weather is. Improbable, but true. Now, you take the people of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, for instance, and they'll tell you about the 20-foot wall of water that came rushing down Main Street one fine morning.
Yeah, I was there.
Or the people of Galveston, Texas, will tell you about the tidal wave that washed most of the city away.
I had to crawl down Main Street on my hands and knees.
Or anybody who's been in a cyclone or tornado can tell stories on end about straws being driven through oak trees or a baby being carried through the air by the wind for 20 miles and being set down again without even a bruise.
You know, it's a strange thing.
I know you were that baby.
No, Kip, that was my brother.
You know, you've been around quite a lot, Len. Arizona, Johnstown, Galveston, Boston. Well, I've heard people say it's a small world, after all.
Yeah, that's right. And the cosmic structure is just about the size of a pea, they tell me.
Now, to hear you fellas talk, you'd think that all the great storms of American history, by George, happened way back yonder. That ain't true. You know, storms hurt people. They drive people out of their homes, and they take their living away from them. And that very thing's happening right today back in the Dust Bowl where I come from.
Well, what about this Dust Bowl, Woody Guthrie?
Well, I come from Okemo, Oklahoma. Now, out in that country, ain't nothing in the world to stop that north wind but a barbed wire fence. And that ain't got but one barbed wire. That dust storm hit, and it hit like thunder, and it dusted us over, and it dusted us under, blocked out the traffic, covered the sun, and straight for home all the people did run, singing,
"So long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, this dusty old dust is getting my home.
Black as night in that little old Oklahoma shack. It is so dark that an electric light looked like a cigarette butt, and the wind is shaking the house until we thought she was coming down any minute. We sat there in the front room together with the kids on the bed. We didn't say a word for a long time. Then Paul said,
Well, it's looking pretty bad. I wonder if it's ever going to let up.
We all had to agree that it did look pretty bad, and we just sat there thinking that this might be the end of the world, like the preachers have been talking about.
Hey, Paul, would you answer the phone?
You could tell them all was really scared.
Hello, Bill. This is Brother Gray. We're having a special meeting down at the church house. We'd like to have you folks come.
Well, we're on down to church to see each other for the last time, we thought. And let me tell you what happened. I'll just tell it my own way here. The church was jammed and the church was packed and the dusty old dust storm blowed so black. Preacher could not read a word of his text, and he folded his specs and he took up collection, said,
"So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dusty is getting my home. And I've got to be drifting along."
Well, I'm glad that's over. I noticed that preacher made a pretty good collection out of that end of the world. What's that about your goal not supposed to do you no good up in heaven? Guess that old preacher must have had some inside information. Well, if he can take advantage, I can too. Guess I ought to go over and see Cora. she might be a little nicer and sweeter to me this time. I says, Cora, you gonna kiss me goodbye?
Sure.
Gonna kiss me again?
Sure, Woody.
Of course, I knowed by then that the whole world wasn't coming to an end. All we could think of, though, standing there in the dark, was just,
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home. And I've got to be drifting along.
I know for them that the whole world wasn't gone, but I know that our world done run out. I was ready to go, and I was saying goodbye to Paul.
Well, are you leaving, son?
Yeah, I guess so.
Which way do you think you'd be going, west?
Suppose so.
Well, I think you better stay.
This whole country's blowing away, the lands and the houses and people. I'm going to. Why don't you come?
No, I guess I'll stick. This is my place here. I don't know, but I think I'll stay.
Well, I had to go. The whole country's moving out in old rattletrap cars and trucks. Whole counties of people is packing up and leaving. And a whole big, long caravan of them on the road is all going west and singing.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dusty is getting my home.
Habits that people have had since the beginning of time have been making love and talking about the weather. Burl Ives is here all full of a song that shows you how the weather and true love can sometimes get all mixed up together. Of course, everybody knows about the highly dependable moon, but how about the fog and the dew, Burl? How about them?
Ah, yes, the good old foggy dew, the Irish foggy dew. When I was a bachelor, I lived all alone. I worked at the weaver's trade, and the only thing that I ever did was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time, and in the summer too, and the only thing that I ever did wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night she knelt close by my side when I was fast asleep. She threw her arms around my neck and then began to weep. She wept, she cried, she tore her hair. Ah, me, what could I do? So all night long I held her in my arms, just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Again, I am a bachelor. I live with my son. We work at the weaver's trade. And every single time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time, and of the summer too, and of the many, many times that I held her in my arms, just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew.
Friends, we've discussed all kinds of American weather tonight, but we haven't said anything yet about the biggest event in the history of world weather. It's a story of the granddaddy of all weathermen. He prophesied the weather only once, but when he did, he made the barometer look sick. That miraculous meteorologist was Old Man Noah. Back where the Golden Gate Quartet comes from, they tell his story in sermon and spirituals. And right now, I'm asking Willie Johnson to preach that sermon for us. Willie Johnson, the Golden Gate Quartet, and Joshua White with his guitar.
Children, I'm going to speak to you tonight on the subject of Old Man Noah.
Hey, brother.
I want you to stop and listen while I tell you about the great flood that came to wash away the sins of the world.
Amen.
I'll tell you what Noah said to God and what God said to Noah.
Amen. Noah, it's a bad world, a violent world, and I'm going to make a flood and wash it clean.
Yes, children, that's just what the good Lord said. And just like he said, he done. And he told old Noah,
listen.
Children, stop still and listen to me. God walked down by the briny sea, beheld the evils of sinful man, and declared that he would destroy the land. He spoke to Noah. Noah stopped. He said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. I want you to build it big and strong. Build it 300 cubits long, 30 high and 50 wide. I want it to stand the rain and tide.
And there's a whole Noah, ah, and over, ah, and over. My God's gonna bat on the rain and tide.
You there, Jeff? I say, is you there, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
You heard what the Lord said?
Yes.
Now, I want you to get your brothers Ham and Sham and get down in the bottom.
Yes, sir.
I want you to get me out some wood for this here ark. I want you to get me some gopher wood.
Yes.
I want some wood that will float in all this water that's going to come.
Yes, sir.
You know how long to cut it?
He said 300 cubits.
You know how wide?
He said 50.
You know how high?
He said 30.
Good God, I got 120 years for to build it. 120 nails to drive. But look out, I done got me a rainbow sign. Oh, my hammer,
hammering.
Oh, my hammer,
hammering.
I go the marching to the bottom,
hammering.
I go marching to the bottom,
hammering.
Why don't you ring, old hammer,
hammering.
Why don't you ring, old hammer,
hammering.
Old Noah had a hammer,
hammering.
Well, Noah had a hammer,
hammering.
God Almighty, so old Noah worked, and all the sinful people, and the sinful people gathered around, and they made fun at old man Noah. They called him a fool all over the land.
Oh, man, we'll get the water, sell that boat bill.
Oh, man, that ain't no boat. That's just a barn with the roof on the bottom instead of the top.
This that's gonna rain up from now on.
Well, old man Noah, old man Cavill didn't pay him no mind. God done give him the rainbow sign. God done told Noah for to sketch his plan and to take courage.
Gonna build me a nicer world.
What you gonna do today, good Lord?
I'm gonna prove it to the world that I'm God of all power.
God Almighty can open when no man can shut. God Almighty can shut when no man can open. God Almighty can ask when no man can answer. He was attending to the flood.
I want you to build up the walls of the sea. Let the water come down just like a flood. Let the water bellow up like a mountain. Gather up the scattering pieces of cloud and drive them in a solid mass to the sea.
Then I heard Jehovah say,
waters rising.
Great God, he dipped his tongue in the rumbling thunder.
Waters falling.
My God, it bathed his eyeballs in the zigzag of lightning.
Waters got up by the sills of the door.
They tell me that they grabbed the young uns and the husbands and went a running on up to the upper floor. But when they got there, they couldn't go no higher. Then they tell me that they looked out of yonder and they saw the old lock coming a bobbing and a weaving. Great God, the same old lock that had called old man Noah fool about. They tell me that they begin to sing and to cry. Oh, Noah, Noah, please let your ox sail this away. But great God Almighty, they tell me that Noah says no. No, great God from Zion. You remember 120 years ago, you called me a fool all over the land and the country, but today I'm bound for Zion. So come on, children, and get on the old boat and rock with me and sing on the way to glory.
Well, it didn't rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna raise his heaven up high. If it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
Great God, then the wind did blow, the ox did rock. Noah couldn't find nowhere to dock. My God spoke and he whispered low. Showed old Noah where he wanted him to go. I said, look here, Noah, the rain's done stopped. I want you to land on the mountaintop. Showed old Noah a rainbow sign. Said it won't be rain but fire next time.
Well, Noah wasn't busy but fire next time. But he wanted to hear the angel moan. Didn't it rain? Children, God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna raise his heaven up high.
Friends, I think we've had a lot of fun out of our confab about the weather. But before we leave you, Len Doyle, the Golden Gate Quartet, Woody Guthrie, Burl Ives, and all the rest of us are going to join in one last song together as we say so long.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So
that should give you some idea of what Back Where I Come From will be like if it eventually becomes a weekly broadcast feature. What you've heard is a sample broadcast offered for your approval, comment, or criticism. As a series, Back Where I Come From would utilize for show building purposes the rich treasure house of American folk material. Music, legend, songs, stories, American stuff in general. Tonight's broadcast was based on a confab about the weather. Successive programs, each would take a single topic and develop it in a similar vein. For example, the second broadcast might be devoted to songs and stories about courting and lovemaking, American style, with regional variations. Clifton Fadiman, Len Doyle as the expert, and their singing friends would remain as permanent members of the cast, with other guests chosen each week to fit the topic of the program.
Back Where I Come From was written by Alan Lomax and Nicholas Ray, directed by Nicholas Ray. Stay tuned to this station for forecast number 11. Immediately after station identification, you will hear Double Feature, a proposed new dramatic program broadcast from New York and Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.